Cargo theft on the rise in organized networks. The first quarter saw a sharp decline in cargo theft activity across Texas, with 767 supply chain crimes reported by CargoNet. However, this drop does not necessarily mean that risk is easing for carriers and brokers. The overall trend shows a freight market increasingly shaped by organized criminal networks targeting higher-value loads. This shift towards organized crime networks has significant implications for the industry. With fewer incidents but increasing losses, it highlights the need for more effective security measures to prevent cargo theft. CargoNet's data suggests that Texas is losing ground as theft shifts to organized networks. The types of opportunistic theft historically common in the Dallas-Fort Worth and Houston logistics corridors are giving way to more targeted operations elsewhere. The top three states, including California, New Jersey, and Texas, accounted for 54.3% of all thefts in Q1. This concentration of activity highlights the need for a coordinated approach to combat organized crime. Even as total incidents fell 5.3% year-over-year, losses held steady, underscoring how thieves are becoming more selective. This trend mirrors a longer-term pattern, with CargoNet reporting losses surged 60% to nearly $725 million in 2025. The shift towards high-value targeting is driven by the appeal of commodities that are easy to offload quickly, such as food and beverage, household goods, and personal care products. These goods lack serial tracking and have strong resale demand. CargoNet data shows that impersonation-based fraud is the dominant tactic in Q1, with organized groups hacking carrier or broker systems via phishing, stealing credentials, and purchasing dormant or active motor carrier authorities. The use of these tactics allows criminals to accept loads, redirect shipments, and disappear without triggering traditional fraud checks. This highlights the need for industry-wide awareness and cooperation to combat transnational organized crime groups.